Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC. And now we'll have a referendum on a referendum.
Let's let the people of New Jersey decide what's right for the state. Let's put the question of same-sex marriage on the ballot this fall in the hands of the people, the time when the most people will be voting in a presidential election year.
Governor Christie proposing that New Jerseyans vote this November on whether to legalize gay marriage. But why have direct democracy on this when he doesn't suggest it for anyone else, for a property tax cap, or new pensions for public workers, or whatever it is? We'll explain some of the politics behind it, which appear to be layers of political intrigue deep. But let's get your take on getting your take. It's an informal, unofficial, thoroughly unscientific Brian Lehrer Show referendum on a marriage equality referendum. Would you vote yes on a referendum or no on a referendum? You can post to WNYC.org, click on Brian Lehrer Show. You can also text WHO DECIDES to 30644, and we'll send you an informal, unofficial, thoroughly unscientific ballot. Text WHO DECIDES to 30644, or use WHO DECIDES as a hashtag as we're collecting responses on Twitter. Our lines are already full at 212-433-WNYC, 212-433-9692. We've been taking texts and tweets all morning on this, and from Twitter, for example, Christie only wants to preserve his GOP electability. Somebody else says, the legislature, if it had been up to the people, we'd still have segregated schools. And someone else, similarly, the idea that you can vote on other people's civil rights is absurd. Might as well rule by tyranny of the majority. Now, we have as our first voter somebody who I think is going to make a very similar point to that, the mayor of Newark, Cory Booker. Mr. Mayor, thank you for calling in.
Brian, it's great to be on your show again, and as always, I'm a big fan.
Thank you. A referendum on the referendum, yes or no?
Absolutely no. I shudder to think what would happen if the civil rights gains of the 1960s were consistently subjected to the majority of the state's people to decide. We would not have advanced, and frankly, I wouldn't be where I am today. So it seems to me just sad. This is not about a choice. This is about a fundamental right. And the 14th Amendment is very clear. It says equal protections under the law. And right now in America, we have a second-class citizenship set up where certain Americans can have the rights and privileges that other Americans do not enjoy. And that's just wrong and should not be about popular sentiment. It should be the bedrock of what our democracy says we stand for.
There is kind of a pecking order here that gay rights activists seem to have been going for. The first would be to get it declared unconstitutional at the state level or the federal level to deny marriage rights because of the 14th Amendment or state constitutions that protect equality in a general sense. So that would be a constitutional protection, which is as fundamental as you can get. Then step two would be the legislature, because that's the representative democracy that's insulating a civil rights question from mob rule, more or less. And only the last line of defense would be the referendum.
Right. Look, at the end of the day, if you look at the past civil rights efforts, you know, civil rights leaders used various means. And so, you know, interracial marriage, for example, was established by the Supreme Court far before Gallup says, in fact, years and years before Gallup says the majority of Americans agreed that blacks and whites, Asians and blacks, or whomever should be allowed to marry. So without the courts, if acting, the popular sentiment of this country would have taken years, if not decades, to get there. But there were times where the legislature acted, and we know this obviously from the civil rights and voting rights legislation in the 1960s. So I think we've got to use whatever tools it takes to advance our nation towards greater equality. But the urgency still rests, and I see it every day. I was in New York talking to a gay couple who was telling me about their friends. One of them's facing deportation. They're married by New York law, but that because federal law does not recognize gay couples, their spouse, their partner, their person that they're married to is being deported from the United States of America, and that's crazy.
What do you think the governor is up to here? It's easy to read this as simply crass politics, that suddenly the math seems to have changed in the legislature from not having the votes for same-sex marriage to suddenly having it this year, and he doesn't want to look to a potential national electorate on the, you know, in Republican primaries this year or 2016 or whatever, that he's taking the wrong side of an issue. Is it that simple, in your opinion?
I don't know. I think in politics, unfortunately, we tend to default to the most cynical view of what a person's thinking, and so I don't want to ascribe any machinations to the governor. He's got a lot of difficult things on his desk. This is just one that I patently disagree with him, and I'm hoping that we in the state of New Jersey, and especially our legislature, and there are many Republicans, this isn't a right-left issue, there are many Republicans that are in our legislature that are in favor of marriage equality.
Yes.
I'm just hoping that our legislature acts.
And, you know, the other political machination here that maybe you don't want to comment on is that we certainly have seen in past presidential elections where Republicans get gay marriage questions on the ballot precisely because they know it's going to turn out a lot of conservative voters who want to shoot it down. And, oh, by the way, there's a Republican presidential candidate on the ballot at the same time. I think this really helped President Bush in some key states in his reelection in 2004.
No, well, that's clearly a fact, that if this is on the ballot, it'll excite certain constituencies within our community to come out in large numbers. It's something that people can campaign against and could be very advantageous to certain people's politics. That's just a fact. And it's frustrating to me that if this does happen on the November ballot, there could be a lot of down-ballot elections that really suffer because, unfortunately, many people who are in favor of marriage equality are not as passionate as people who are against it.
Do you think that voters should ever decide on things? Some states like California have initiative and referendum. New Jersey doesn't. New York doesn't. The idea of direct democracy, though, is attractive in theory. Even the Occupy movement embraces direct democracy.
Well, you talk to anybody, and I spent a lot of my years living in California and have a lot of friends and family there. On both sides of the political aisle, people will quickly tell you that their referendum system has truly undermined the strength of California on the whole. And if you read the Federalist Papers, the idea of the government that we established in many ways was to protect against the popular passions of a season. And the idea that we can be a representative democracy and that we could have people that are in positions where they can know more of what's going on, develop subject matter expertise, is just fundamental to the idea of what we're about. So I think there are some things, and I give the governor and our legislature credit, there are some things, yeah, I don't mind putting we're thinking about here in Newark putting on the ballot a question of, do we want to pay a 1% more in property taxes to fund our police department? Those kind of things, I think, are good. But when it comes to fundamental rights that I believe are explicitly guaranteed by the Constitution, the 14th Amendment, equal protection under the laws, I do not think they should be subject to popular whim.
Newark Mayor Cory Booker, thank you very much for weighing in on this. We really appreciate you calling in.
Thank you very much, as always, Brian. Take care.
Let's hear what some of you are thinking on the referendum. On the referendum, Brian in Long Branch, you're on WNYC. Hey, Brian.
Hey, Brian. Yeah, I listened to Corey's arguments, and I mean, they're very strong, and there's no doubt it is an equal rights issue. But, you know, I am a liberal Democrat, a former municipal office holder, and also a former Green Party candidate. So I think my liberal credentials are pretty solid. But I have to tell you, my real gut reaction to this is, let the people decide, take it out of Trenton, and put it on the ballot. You know, and I know New Jersey pretty well. I've lived in New York City and New Jersey my entire life, mostly Jersey. And the people are going to vote yes. And we're going to give our gay and lesbian friends and neighbors the right to marry. I have no doubt about that. And I like
you
the
think
idea.
It would pass? Is that what you're saying?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And one thing I disagree with Corey about is he says the passion that, you know, anti-gay marriage people are going to be energized to vote.
That's the history.
I think equally, New Jersey is a fundamentally liberal state, and people are going to come out and vote in favor of this.
Brian, thank you for your call. Zita in Oakland, you're on WNYC. Hello, Zita.
Hi, Brian. I agree with your last caller that you know, this initiative on the ballot is going to set young people and gay and lesbian organizations on fire and bring a lot of excitement, and I think those voters are more likely to vote Democratic than Republican. So I think this may just be good for gay marriage in New Jersey and for the Democratic ticket in November.
Interesting. Thank you very much. Alicia in South Orange, you're on WNYC. Hi, Alicia.
Hi, Ryan. I hope that your first two callers are correct, that if it was put up for a vote, it would pass with the voters of New Jersey supporting my right to get married. but I don't know why, I don't know why it should even be up for a vote. I totally agree with Mayor Booker and really appreciate his support and his words. And it's separate but equal policy, and that's a totally segregationist practice. It's, you know, been illustrated before throughout the country, and I don't think that I got to vote on any on whether anyone else in a heterosexual relationship could get married. So, not sure why it's a voteable issue.
Well, Alicia, thank you very much, John in Bradley Beach. You're on WNYC. Hi, John.
Hi, Brian. I would love to see this pass, but I'm just worried that it's a Republican trick. You know, you said it with Corey, your first guest there. You know, as a way to get people out on the right wing side, they're going to come out in droves to vote against it. And then Christie's thinking maybe that means the Republicans could take New Jersey. It's just, you know, it's how Bush won in 2004. They put this issue on the ballot in key states, and all those evangelicals that sat home in 2000, they came out in 2004. That's how he won. I mean, I personally know a couple of your callers just now, so I asked Brian Unger, why would you be on the same side as Chris Christie? I think it's a trick. I would love to see it pass. I'd like to think New Jersey is progressive enough to pass it if it hits the ballot, but I think Chris Christie has another idea.
John, thank you. Christopher in Hoboken, you're on WNYC. Hello.
Hi. the thing that strikes me about this is that the anti-equality forces are always moving the goalposts. When the courts, they say it should be done in the legislature. When in the legislature, they say it should be a referendum. And if we win this referendum, they're just going to say, oh, we need a standard where, you know, you can have it unless 10 righteous men in the state object, or some equally absurd standard. And I think that enough is enough, and the legislature should just vote, and that's it. You know, I mean, we'll keep bringing it up if we lose, of course, but they'll keep moving the goalposts.
It is interesting about moving the goalposts, because when the courts decided it, people said, oh, no, this should be decided only in the clean way by the legislature. And now when the New Jersey legislature seems to possibly have the votes, then all of a sudden it's no, it should only be a referendum. So you, I think you have a point, just as a matter of fact, about moving goalposts. Al in Valley Stream, you're on WNYC. Hello.
Yeah, hi, Brian. I want to know when this idea of segregation comes up, why is this limited to gay marriage? Marriage equality is supposed to be an indivisible right. How come we're not talking about the relationships between any two people who want to get married? Why is it limited only to gay rights?
Well, those are the only adult couplings that are not heterosexual. So I'm not understanding, if you're talking about consenting adults, this is where the restriction is. We'll give the last word to, you know what? I don't think we have time for another caller. So we're going to leave it there. The takeaway of this call-in for me and looking at who's left on the board is that maybe a surprising number of you think that you don't like the idea of this going to a referendum, really, for the reasons that have been expressed, but you actually think it would pass. And maybe if it's a political move, it would actually energize the progressives as much as it would energize the conservatives in New York City. Who knows yet if we will get to find out, but we will keep covering the question. Brian Lehrer on WNYC.